The latest release of information regarding America's NSA says the spying agency shares raw U.S. intelligence data with Israel without even removing people's names. The report by The Guardian shows the top-secret deal of giving Americans' phone and internet data to Israel started in 2009. According to the article, all data sent by the spying agency would not be filtered before being sent to Israeli agents. However, not everyone in the U.S. is being watched. Top officials have been exempt from the data-sharing exercise. The shock release comes in contrast to President Obama's claims that American citizens are not being spied on by the NSA. To discuss that a bit further, I join Mr. Gordon Duff, who is the senior editor of Veterans Today, and he's joining us live now from Ohio. Mr. Duff, thanks a lot for joining us now. Are there any surprises here that the U.S. would share information without even censoring parts that it should be censoring?
When we looked at the full ramifications of what was released, we realized a couple of things. One, that Glenn Greenwald had been keeping this as revenge for harassment that he and his partner had received. Far the most powerful document that has come out of the Snowden scandal. But what's even more serious than most have realized is that this data isn't just on individuals, it's corporate data, meaning that
okay, it seems that we may be having some audio difficulties, but that was Mr. Gordon Duff speaking to us live from Ohio. Okay, it seems that we do have him back now on the line. Pardon me, Mr. Duff. Seems we were having some audio difficulties. Please continue.
Well, the key issue is that it's given Israeli companies, banks, Friends of Israel, the ability to manipulate the gasoline markets in the U.S., which explains the high prices, the food markets in the U.S., which explains the high prices, to manipulate the stock markets, to short sell, to rig stock prices. They have insider trading information on every transaction, access to every technology, and of course, the full personal correspondence and discussions made by every individual, every member of Congress, every member of the press, every American. This is far beyond the things that Obama promised that we were never going to be subject to. Not only is it everything, but it's all going to a foreign government, a foreign intelligence service that has a long history of being tied to serious misconduct, blackmail, and worse.
So, Mr. Duff, is this a case of the United States oversharing, or is this a case of Israel demanding information that it simply should not have?
It goes, it's further than that. It's a sacrifice of American sovereignty. To me, it's genuine proof that the United States as a free nation doesn't exist anymore. There's nothing left of America. This isn't an overstatement. When people know everything you do, when every transaction, every bit of data this country handles, every credit card purchase, everything I buy at a store, where I drive, everything is going to Israel. We had no idea. I don't shock easily. I'm shocked.
Okay, we'll leave it there. But of course, we do appreciate your insight. That was Gordon Duff speaking to us live from Ohio.